who wants help more than my backstory and my past and the ability to not live there anymore. The biggest joy I have today is that connection. There's nothing inhibiting me connecting from another, you know, person or soul. There's no barrier. It's been removed.
And I know you're a new dad and you have a new one on the way. So I'm sure that makes you feel incredibly present with your children, like you said before, because that is something what you need all your wits about you to be a parent. Let's
face it. Touchdown, Ricky Rashika!
This is Greenwich Cardinals football on 1490 WGCH.
Every day is a beautiful day for football.
Brought to you by...
They are back-to-back state champions.
Garden Catering, Zelens Brothers Auto Body, Chicken Joe's, Glenville Shell, and Jersey Mike's.
Nastahowski blasting right up the middle. Touchdown.
He's got Barber if he can thread it in there. He does on the run. Outside the numbers, near sideline. Touchdown, Greenwich.
It's good. It's good. Greenwich wins on a walk-off field goal. 42 yards. Eric Perino. The Greenwich Cardinals are state champions.
And now with the play-by-play, here are Rob Adams and Dan Murphy.
Picture perfect conditions at Cardinal Stadium for a Friday night of football. And it's Greenwich Cardinals football as the Cardinals welcome an old friend to the stadium, the Wilton Warriors come calling. Good evening, everyone. With Sean Kilkelly in the studio, Dan Murphy alongside of me, I'm Rob Adams. Welcome to Greenwich Cardinals football. And tonight, the Cards 4-0, 2-0 in the FCAC, taking on the Warriors who are 2-2. 2-1 in the FCAC. And Dan, the Warriors coming off a Class M state championship appearance. Things not as easy this year. Graduation will do that to you. So 2-2 right now for the Warriors, but still in the mix playoff-wise.
Yeah, Wilton, as we know, is a program that has really struggled in mediocrity for a number of years. Coach DiNuzio coming in. This is his sixth season at the helm. And he's really built this program up from that mediocrity to the point where now they expect to compete and they expect to win games. Of course, they were in the Class MM final 1 year ago. So, you know, losing a lot to graduation, no question. And, of course, you know, everything that happened with them over the summer, which is beyond their control, obviously.
The weather, of course.
Yeah, and so they faced a lot of adversity right out of the gate. And, you know, to be 2-2 in this position, you know, and facing the schedule that they've got, you know, it's going to be a tough haul for them this season, no doubt.
Fujitani Field was under quite a bit of water in August in that same vein that towns like Oxford just got depleted with all that rain, all the flooding. Parts of Oxford now only getting reopened as Route 34 got reopened this week. But they have been playing football at Fujitani Field, so that's good news for the Warriors, and they're coming off a big win last week, knocking off Fairfield Ward. The Greenwich Cardinals, on the other hand, all things going well as they make their way into the stadium right now. Coach Morello trotting in. He's got the hat on tonight, looking sharp. It's a pink out tonight for, of course, breast cancer awareness. And the Cardinals at 4-0 have played very good football, and yet, I don't think they've played their best yet.
I would agree. You know, I think that they would certainly take 4-0, given the early gauntlet that they faced in that schedule. But, you know, you get the feeling, you know, how they finished out last game against Danbury. They didn't really play a crisp game, I would say. So I think the coaching staff here is still looking for Greenwich to play a complete game end-to-end, you know, to the best of their ability. And we'll see, you know, they've had their bye week. They've had a chance to recharge a little bit. Let's see if they come out. Let's see what kind of energy they have out of the gate here tonight.
Yep, should be an interesting night. In so many ways, the Warriors go through their quarterback. Don't call me Francis Joey Haggerty. I want to see how this young man plays. A senior who played well as a junior. Let's see what we have here tonight.
Well, you know what's interesting is that Wilton likes to play a style of offense very similar to Greenwich. The offense begins with them, with their quarterback, Joey Haggerty. He loves to throw the ball. He loves to keep it himself. He'll call his own number to run it as well. And then if he's not going to take it himself, he'll hand it off to his best friend in the backfield, Charlie Calabrese. He's leading the team in rushing. He's averaging 5 yards a carry. They can move the ball on the ground. The question for them is, can they make the big plays down the field? That, to me, is going to be a key to this game tonight.
Hey, quick side note before we get to the coin toss. I will get it probably next time that we're here, but Dan rocking the new 06830 hoodie, the Cardinal hoodie. Julie Marek, Max's mom, gave it to him before the game, brought a pair up for both of us. I'll get mine next time around, but that's a sharp-looking hoodie you've got.
Looks even better because I'm wearing it, doesn't it?
You're darn right.
Absolutely.
Cardinals have made their way in. They all take a knee toward the west end zone. Wilton waiting across the way. Their captains, Cale Dexter, Joey Haggerty, Ethan Bailey, and Jack Schwartz. And the Cardinal captains will join the party in a moment. They'll be, of course, Max Merrick, MJ D'Angelo, Jack Carroll, and Peter Vumbelakis. A week in which we have watched another game get moved due to security concerns, and you just don't like that kind of talking. I'm trying to recall which game it was, but there was a game that did get moved from yesterday to today, as a matter of fact, and I think it was one of the 3 o'clock games.
Yeah, there's been a whole bunch of issues around the state so far this season, hasn't there?
Yeah, there really has been, and it's obviously nothing you want to see happen as the captains make their way out to midfield. It was Fitch and NFA moved due to security concerns out on the eastern side of the state. That's what it was. They moved it to, I believe, today at 4. I don't think we have a final in yet from that, but it was Fitch and NFA. Only final that has come in, Platt beat South Windsor 27-20. Coin toss being handled at midfield. Photographer Gretchen McMahon out there among some of the dignitaries hanging out, getting some footage. We're dignitaries. We have VIP parking now.
Yes, we do. I'm pumped.
We're kind of a big deal. All right, we have a coin. It has been tossed. The Cardinals are going to get the ball first. They want it. They've won the toss. I'm ready for some football. Not a big fan of bye weeks, I got to tell you. Coaches may like it. They get healthy, but I want football.
I missed this last week.
I did,
you know,
too.
I didn't know what to do with myself last Friday, Saturday.
I did 2 other football games, and it was neither one of them were Greenwich. So we will get going with Greenwich football in just a moment. They're still running the sportsmanship video on the scoreboard at the west end of Cardinal Stadium. So once that's completed, we will get down to business. We'll take a break from here at Cardinal Stadium. Back with the kickoff, Wilton and Greenwich coming up. You're listening to Greenwich Cardinals football on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com.
I loved playing high school sports. I loved the competition, the camaraderie, the bands, the crowds, all the pageantry, and I wanted to keep playing. But I graduated. No colleges called, and neither did the pros. So, to stay close to the game I loved, I decided to become a high school official. You know, a referee. When I played high school sports, I learned the importance of integrity, good sportsmanship, and respect for the rules. Now, as a high school official, I get to help model these same values to others. Maybe the colleges and the pros didn't call, but the kids in Connecticut did. And now, I'm enjoying the competition, the camaraderie, the bands, the crowds, and all the pageantry of high school sports all over again.
Interested in becoming a licensed high school official? Go to highschoolofficials.com to learn more and begin the application process.
Glenville Shell at 222 Glenville Road is the place to refill and replenish and has been for over 100 years. A true old-fashioned, full-service gas station combined with today's modern convenience store. They can keep your car running at its best or bring it back to life with their full repair service. Also, take advantage of Glenville Shell's full-service gasoline fill-ups along with tire pressure check and refill. Or just as happily, you can pump your own. For a service appointment, call Glenville Shell at 203-531-9147.
You're listening to the sports voice of Fairfield County, 1490 WGCH, Greenwich.
Welcome back to Cardinal Stadium. Cards in the white pants with the red jerseys, white helmet, Cardinal on each side, the very sharp edge numbers on the front and on the back. Wilton uses a white and navy combination, but they work in that marine blue that they use on the outline of the numbers.
I do like their uniforms because it means that the numbers are easy to read.
They are very easy to read, very sharp. Says Warriors in all caps above the number on the front. The Wilton logo on the sleeve. No logo that I could tell on the helmet. It's just a blue helmet. And that's okay.
It's time for some Friday Night Lights.
I'm ready. Cardinals deep, and we're underway with a short end-over-end kick. Steele watches it bounce at the 16. Noah Steele picks it up, moves to the near side, and he's knocked out of bounds near the 20-yard line. The defender was Jack Schwartz, a senior captain. Cardinal offense will get down to business there. And they won pretty easily last time around, beating Danbury 42-14. MJ D'Angelo, good on the ground, two, but not running as much. Only two carries, 22 yards, and only 7 of 16 for 123 with a touchdown. That's not to say he had a bad game, didn't turn the ball over at all. But they weren't gaudy numbers, Dan. That's what I'm saying.
No, he didn't put up big numbers in that game, and it'll be interesting to see what kind of a game he has tonight against a pretty talented Wilton secondary.
But Hector Lopez, who's in the backfield, had a very good game, 132 yards on 18 carries. Two receivers to the right side, and here is Hector Lopez busting right up the middle. He'll go across the 25 for a gain of 6.
Yeah, he was 7 for 16, and a lot of those incompletions went to Blake Martin. You know, they've been trying to get other wide receivers involved in the action besides the man of the year so far, Matt O'Donnell.
Charles Roy, the defender from the secondary, comes on and makes the stop. Starting in motion in the backfield. Second and 5. Here is D'Angelo running left side. He'll have a first down as he tiptoes to the sideline. Met by Schwartz. He'll just get enough to the 31-yard line in Greenwich territory. The Cardinals moving from right to left.
And, you know, D'Angelo so far this year he's been fine passing the ball. You know, 7 touchdowns.
Oh, he's been good. Yeah.
7 touchdowns to 1 interception. He's not turning the football over. And when he's running the ball, he's not fumbling it. He's running to the tune of 10 yards a carry, so he has been lethal on the ground for this Greenwich offense.
And kind of what Coach Morello said to us before the season. He'll take the snap, play action, goes over the middle and overthrows a wide open Matthew O'Donnell.
Well, we saw a pass play like that early on in the Danbury game last game. Feels like it was a year ago. O'Donnell just gets behind the defense. I think D'Angelo was a little too hyped up, a little too amped up for that throw.
By the way, down at City Field, they're in the middle of the third, 3-1, Mets leading the Dodgers, and right now everyone wants Pete Alonso to stay. Don't worry, that'll change. Second and 10, no score first quarter. To the ground they go. Lopez fighting a yard or two, maybe. Good stop by Henry Sujan. It'll be 3rd and 9.
Yeah, we're going to be scoreboard watching in multiple ways tonight, aren't we?
All night. I love it. 8 o'clock is my focus.
And mine as well.
Game 4 of the American League Championship Series. Yankees coming off an absolute backbreaker last night. 3rd and a long 10. 10:40 to go in the opening stanza. No score. At the Cardinal, 32. Twins out to the right. Quarterback draw running. Here comes D'Angelo. First down and more into Wilton territory, and he's down across the 45-yard line.
And if you're Wilton's defense, you're thinking, okay, I got a 3rd and 10. I've backed them into a passing situation, and what does D'Angelo do? But he calls his own number and just runs right up the middle. And this is what he's been so good at so far early this season. He's made big plays with his arm, no question, but he's been making plenty of plays with his legs as well.
A first down, they mark him down at the 43-yard line. Twins to the left, one out to the right. With a slap of the hands, he takes it and gives it to Lopez. Hector leaning near the 41-yard line. Grabbed from behind by Schwartz.
Lopez tries the right side for a couple.
Give him two, second and eight.
Speaking of Greenwich runners who have had a good start to the season, Hector Lopez running 380 rush yards the first four games. He's running the football at 5.6 yards per carry at this point. You know what? If you can run it at that clip, that's pretty darn good.
65 degrees as we kick off tonight. The wind out of the north-northeast at 2, gusting to 5, humidity 45%. No rain in the forecast. And a shotgun snap on second and eight. Lopez dances out of one tackle and another across the 25. He'll get about 17 more for a first down in Wilton territory to keep the drive going.
I know it feels like we bring this up every week, but with Lopez's, you know, build, he's not afraid to go between the tackles, and he's as agile a runner as they have on the field at the same time. He's a complete running back.
First down at the Wilton 23-yard line. A hello to Nancy Chelwick. She's in the stadium tonight. Great to see her before the game. Twins out to the left, and a handoff goes back to Lopez, who started to bounce off a tackler, and it was like he went boing and fell down.
Looked like he wanted to try to cut that back to the near side, but he kind of tripped over something, I think.
I have this as being the eighth play of this drive, but I might be wrong.
I have eight as well.
Okay, eighth play coming
up. Let's go with eight.
I like it. A good, sustained opening drive on second and 10 at the Wilton 23-yard line. No score, 8:38 to go first quarter. Can they move this printer? I'm just curious. There's a printer in the window in the main press box to my left. Can make things tough to see. Here is D'Angelo to throw, and he got walloped. He got walloped by Marco Chilla. Jr. came in off the far edge. And that goes as a sack for a loss of six.
Yeah, both the ends on that play for Wilton got good penetration off the snap, and there was no way for D'Angelo to escape. He wanted to escape to the far side and buy some time, but Wilton did a good job of contain on that play.
Greenwich Wilton, for many years, a family affair, the brother-in-laws. Rich Albanizio, the Greenwich head coach, and Tom Fujitani, the Wilton head coach. Third and 14. Motion from Hudson Squires. Here to throw is D'Angelo. In trouble. Spinning around, and he breaks out. 20. Moving forward. Down to the 15. What a job. It'll bring up a potential fourth and a yard after all that.
Yeah, after all that, it's going to be fourth and short. But, I mean, he was
dead to rights.
Yeah, near the line of scrimmage, and somehow he's able to spin his way out of a tackle and pick up a few yards.
And, they did not give him a good spot, Dan. They backed him all the way up near the 17-yard line, bringing up now fourth and four. But the Cardinal offense doesn't hesitate.
Yeah, I think this is a good move here.
Trips out to the left, bunched. Lopez in the backfield with D'Angelo on fourth and four. 10th play of the opening drive. Pass goes out to the left side, caught by Blake Martin. Martin loses the ball and down. He is down and stopped. Roy was there, and they count it incomplete, so the ball will sit at the 17-yard line and turned over on downs.
Yeah, I like the decision to go for it there. Wilton did a good job of anticipating that play. They were well positioned in the secondary to come up and make a tackle if necessary. The pass was ruled incomplete anyway.
So no score, and here is the Wilton offense for the first time, led by Joey Haggerty. The senior, who was 8 of 9 for 71 yards last week, in that 36-0 win over Fairfield Ward. I did hear a whistle, but looks like they're ready to go. Maybe. Wilton's still looking over at the sideline. Play clock is not running. All right, now we're ready to go. Let's play football. Five receivers, empty backfield, and he's trying to run. Got out of a Max Merrick tackle, but slowed up to be brought down by Jack Carroll, who lose yardage. They will mark him back from the 17.5. He lost about 5 back to the 12.
Yeah, and Max Merrick was very quick to introduce himself to Joey Haggerty on that play. He was in the backfield without too much effort on that one.
Hi, I'm Max. Nice to meet you. You're going to get tackled soon. Maybe not by me. Second and 14. 6:19 to go first quarter. No score. Lights very much in effect. Daylight fading, and the colors just beautiful here. Pass going out to the left side. That is caught. Trying to move his Calabrese. He will slide out of bounds near the 24 for a gain of about 12. Let's see how much they give him to bring up what might be third and two after all of that. No, it's going to be third and four. They marked him a little further back than I thought.
See if Greenwich's defense can get a quick stop here on third down, and it's third down and manageable for Wilton, so let's see what they come up with.
Four-man rush for the Cardinals. Three linebackers and four back in the secondary. Keep an eye on Jack Kelly on the near edge. Steele cheating in. Shotgun snap taken on third and four. Flushed out of the pocket. He rolls right. Still running. Still pointing. Stops and pops and throws it out of bounds. Trying to find Strazemic, on the sideline. And Satrazemis is out of bounds three times. I was practicing, believe it or not. Incomplete.
I think Haggerty wanted to throw the ball to the far side of the field, but he was forced to the near side because of the pass rush. And there's only one receiver on the near side that's anywhere near who can make a play, and he wasn't open, so he had no choice but to throw it out of bounds.
Senior Luke Ginsburg comes on to punt it away. I know we're being listened to in the Wilton district. Here is a punt. I'll add to that point in a moment. It is taken at the 45 in Greenwich territory. Near side, staying inside the numbers, fighting to get across the Wilton 45-yard line. It was returned by O'Donnell. Timeout on the field, 5:23 remaining in the first quarter, no score. So my point being, if I'm saying anything that's too egregious, I will get a polite text sent to me by one of a couple of Wiltonians. A town I once worked in for the Wilton Bulletin newspaper.
You know everybody around here
don't
in
go
Fairfield
that far.
County.
Don't go that far. Besides, now I'm doing radio again back in Westchester County, so it's just chaos for me. Ball on the near hash. First down from right to left go the Cardinals. Off a play fake, it's handed off to Lopez. And Hector having to fight against that front four for Wilton. Curtis Jackson tried to bring him down. He gets a couple. They'll move him down to the 43. Second and eight in a punch and counterpunch first quarter. The Cardinals going on a long 10-play opening drive that came up empty. Second and eight. Trips to the right. One near side left is Martin. And D'Angelo's going to do it himself, and why not? First down and more. Turns left at the 30. Stretching past the 25. They'll get him to the 23-yard line. A gain of 20 as he's brought down. And he's tackled by Kieran Wiseman.
Yeah, he's just calling his own number there. You know, running behind the blocking of center Pete Vonvalakis, they create that huge opening right in the middle of the line. And, hey, you know what? I would take advantage of that as
well.
Absolutely. You know.
So it'll be a first down for the Cardinals with 4.5 to go first quarter. Many still filing in on this Friday night. Remember, Friday night games used to be a 7 o'clock affair, now a 6 o'clock affair. So folks still getting used to it. Back to the ground, waiting and sliding. And D'Angelo gets to the 20. They'll give him only about 3, though, to the 21. Ethan Bailey, the senior and a captain for the Warriors, made the stop. Second and 7, 3:51 to go, clock running, first quarter, no score. Ball on the near hash. Martin out to the left. Twins to the right, including O'Donnell. Motion in the backfield. D'angelo rolling right, flips a little high, and that is caught. Moving forward down the sideline, they will give him a first down inside the 10 near the 6.
That's a nice corner route there, a shallow corner to the far side. And D'Angelo, this is a rollout play where he's looking for his guy on the right side there. Makes the catch in open space, some nice yardage after the catch as well, setting up first and goal.
Junior tight end Alex Merdella made the catch. First and goal at the 5. Two receivers come out to the left. It's O'Donnell and Martin. Heavy otherwise, and Tony Morello sees something he is not pleased with. Greenwich takes their first time out.
Yeah, he was all the way out on the numbers, waving his arms emphatically about something.
Yeah, he did not. He had something he was not pleased with.
Yeah.
So a timeout on the field with 3:09 remaining in the first quarter and no score. Mets have blown it open to 7-1, by the way. Lindor with a triple and an RBI. Two doubles on the night for Marte. He has two runs batted in. And Francisco Alvarez, the one-time Brooklyn Cyclone, two hits for him, including a double. He has an RBI. So you get the sense, third inning, that they might be heading back to L.A.
Yeah.
And that's all you can do. I'm seeing too many people saying, oh, but we had a great season. Who cares what happened? No. It's game 5.
See, it's not over yet.
Have you been following your team all year? No, the answer is no, but anyway, don't get me started on that.
Well, I won't.
First and goal at the 5. Same setup. They've added an extra receiver out to the left. Pass comes out to the left to Martin. Martin at the 7 can't get around the defenders. He was slowed up initially by Bailey, and then Connor McAndrews came in and made the stop.
Yeah, this is a very similar play to what they ran on the 4th down at the end of the last possession, where they try to get Martin isolated outside. But Wilton's defense has done a good job of getting to the perimeter on these short pass plays.
Second and goal. Ball marked at the Wilton 8-yard line. Twins to the left. D'Angelo himself right up the middle, stretches to the goal line. They're going to mark him short. It'll be third and goal at the 1. But run right up the middle with Dino Bacuzzo to bring him down.
Running right up the gut and lowering his shoulder, too, at the end there, trying to get as much as he could.
He does not fear contact. He's been a joy to watch. Third and goal at the 1. Martin out to the left. Something tells me I won't be calling his name. D'Angelo himself dives into the end zone. Touchdown.
And D'Angelo brings it across for a Cardinals touchdown.
Kind of ho-hum in the end.
You know it's coming, but there's nothing you can do to stop it, right?
Extra point coming up. It will be Julian Ravina to kick it. And that extra point is up and good. 1:58 remaining in the first quarter, and Greenwich takes a 7-0 lead. Back to Cardinal Stadium in a moment. You're listening to Greenwich Cardinals football on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com.
Garden Catering has become a Greenwich landmark for great food served fresh and fast. Now with 9 locations in Connecticut and New York, Garden Catering continues to make people happy with its famous nuggets, made from 100% white meat chicken with no antibiotics ever. Hand-cut daily, cooked to perfection. But there's so much more on the menu. There's burgers, sandwiches, wraps, garden salads, kale salad, vegetarian choices, all-day breakfast. So, go to GardenCatering.com, check out the menu and the locations. Garden Catering, food so good, you'll just keep coming back.
And we thank Garden Catering for dinner, leftovers, which will be going home to technical director Sean Adams, working the Danbury Hat Tricks hockey game tonight up at Danbury Ice Arena. I don't recall who they were playing tonight, but very proud of Sean giving that a try and the kickoff coming up.
Sean Adams, the busiest man in showbiz.
Alex Kay on the kick. He puts it in the air. End over end. It comes down to the 13-yard line. Trying to find a hole and ducking down right near the 25. That's about all you could find. That was returned by McAndrews. 7-play, 45-yard drive in 3 minutes and 25 seconds. Cardinals take a 7-0 lead.
Yeah, we mentioned at the tail end of Greenwich's drive, you know, D'Angelo's physicality. And I know that when you listen to the offensive linemen talk about playing with D'Angelo, they absolutely love it because he's not afraid to get in the trenches with them. They love the physicality that he brings. And it's a different kind of play, a different style of play to what we've seen around here at Greenwich in quite some time.
Four-man rush and a shotgun snap taken. Little option pass goes behind the quarterback Haggerty, and it goes to Calabrese. He'll get a couple off of the 21, and yet they're only going to give him a yard. He must have stepped out of bounds, so just a yard to the 22-yard line.
Yeah, Wilton loves to run this option play. Watch for it to happen all night tonight where it's an option. So you have to respect Haggerty's ability to run the football because he's good at running it, but he can also pitch it to Calabrese as well on the outside.
Second and 9. Motion coming to the near side. Haggerty takes. Pass going out to the right side. Complete to McAndrews. Tries to break it back in, and that was a mistake because he'll lose yardage back to the 20. Too many Cardinals there, including Jack Carroll.
Yeah, one of the things that I've been really impressed with so far this season is the speed and the quickness of this Greenwich secondary to be able to swarm to the football, especially in short passing situations. When you're way behind the line of scrimmage, you're 10 or 15 yards back, and you have to converge on the ball that quickly. I've been very impressed with their overall team speed so far this year.
On the west side of town, we'll talk about Brunswick when we get a moment. They play tomorrow against Phillips Andover Academy. It is homecoming for them at 3 o'clock. Games on Local Live. I will have the call. Third and 11. Half minute remaining first quarter. Haggerty to throw. Brings it near side and throws it out of bounds. Intended for Cale Dexter near the 40-yard line. So 3 and out, likely going the Warriors.
Yeah, good coverage on that play by Justin Carroll, and Noah Steele over the top as a safety just in case. Nobody open down the field for Wilton on that play.
Bruins looking rather brilliant last week as they went up and knocked off Suffield Academy. Darn into Massachusetts, but that's all right. 3-hour drive, that part I didn't love. Fourth down, punt coming from Ginsburg. Spiraling kick is a beauty. Drives O'Donnell all the way back, and he'll pick that up on the run at the 27. Goes to the wide side of the field with a flag down for what looked like some kind of an illegal block or bad hit. However you want to phrase it, he runs the ball back to the 45, tackled there, but we've got two flags down, as a matter of fact, so let's see what all this is about.
That was a beautiful punt, wasn't it? About a 50-yard
sure
punt there. I saw two different flags come in, so let's see. And they're motioning towards Greenwich, so this will be backed up.
It's being called, I think, a hold, according to Nick Fesco. And they are walking back inside the 25, turning and putting it down at the 22-yard line. So the first penalty of the night costs the Cardinals.
Well, that's a big win for Wilton to be able to flip the field like that. That doesn't happen all that often at the high school level. You know, this isn't the NFL where punters can boom it 50, 60 yards, no problem.
On what can very likely be the final play of quarter number one. Here is D'Angelo ready to go. Trip scattered out to his left. Now motion for Martin. Martin takes a little pot pass, goes around the far side, turns it, and gets upended near the 25. That'll be a short gain, and it'll likely be the end of the first quarter. And it will. One in the books. Greenwich leads 7-0 after one quarter of play. Second quarter coming up from Cardinal Stadium. You're listening to Greenwich Cardinals football on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com.
Chicken Joe's at 231 East Putnam Avenue in Koskob has fried chicken, gourmet wraps, barbecue chicken, homemade salads, fresh-cut nuggets, and much more. And you'll find Chicken Joe's food truck at all GHS home games, as well as all GYFL games. Buy any NFL team hat from Chicken Joe, and 30% of the purchase goes to the GYFL. And for catering and takeout orders, call 203-861-0099. That's 203-861-0099. Chicken Joe's. Oh, yeah.
Start of the second quarter from Cardinal Stadium in Greenwich. Rob Adams, Dan Murphy. So glad you're along for the ride. 7-0 Cardinals. And the Cardinals with the ball once again for their third try of the evening. Still just a beautiful, picturesque night as daylight fading.
Yeah, we've been looking for things to complain about as far as the weather so far this season and still haven't been able to find anything.
And I told Dan the likelihood of us being outdoors in three games coming up. So we'll find things to complain about.
Can't wait. As Bart Scott would say.
Yeah. Ball on the near hash. We'll see about Trumbull next week, but we could be outside there on the platform. First, second down for the Cardinals as they go from the 26. Here's Lopez running right up the middle. Nothing fancy. Moving across the 30 to the 31-yard line, brought down by Roy.
Total yardage in the first quarter. Greenwich dominating that tally, 112-5. So as good a start as you could hope for on defense if you're Greenwich. On offense, they've done a good job of moving the football, just unable to cash in on that first red zone opportunity, the first drive of the game. But they certainly made up for it with the second drive, and let's see what they do with this one.
I'm beyond certain we will be outside at Ridgefield, and I'm pretty certain we'll be outside on Thanksgiving at Staples. So buckle up. Twins stacked out to the near side right, but here's D'Angelo just doing it himself. And this time the Warriors are ready. It's no gain to the 31. And it'll bring up fourth and a yard or so. There were a lot of tacklers there. Emmett Summer will get credit for the tackle. Cardinal offense right now staying on fourth and a yard and a half at their own 31-yard line. 10:49 remaining in the first half. 7-0 Greenwich. To quote a movie, this is a bold strategy, Cotton. I hope it works out for them. They're going to go for it, or they're not going to, and they're going to try to draw them offside. No, they snap it, and they hand it off, and it's a first down. Right up the middle comes Lopez. He's got it to the 34. In the end, nothing fancy, just right back to the basics.
Bit of a gutsy call there, right, to go for it. I know it's fourth and one, but it's at your own 30. Yeah, just their bread and butter this year has been that running game right up the gut, and it got them enough to move the chains there.
First down at the Cardinal 33-yard line, 7-0 with the lead. D'Angelo off a low snap, sets down the middle. He's got a man. It's Lopez in stride, turns left to the 10, dances around the defender. He'll be down with first and goal at the 4. Killa made the stop.
And Lopez has been so good this year in the run game that we don't really get to talk much about him in the passing game. But on this one, he just runs a seam route down the far sideline, and nobody accounts for him right there in the middle of the field. D'Angelo throws a perfect pass right on the numbers, right in stride. Perfect pitch and catch, sets up first and goal.
And a gain of 64, first and goal on the far hash at the 3. Cardinals are in business. Lopez stays in the backfield next to D'Angelo. Four receivers set, two to each side. Low snap, bobble, picked up. D'Angelo running. He is taken down back near the 11. And he was put down on the turf by Alexander Coca. Alex is a senior and a big loss. Second and goal. Loss of almost 10.
Yeah, I mean, if you fumble the snap or the snap is low or whatever, the best thing you can do is just fall on it and live to play another down.
But when you've got the confidence that D'Angelo does to turn such plays into positive, you try. He did, but did not work in that spot.
We've seen him do some interesting stuff this year, haven't we?
Sure have. Second and goal, back now at the 12. He's going to give it to Lopez. Lopez bouncing forward. He'll get to the 9 maybe with forward progress, but we'll see. I think they're going to put him back at the 10. Again, really good up front. I've been impressed with the Warrior defense. They're making all the moves. Peter Swazinski, the junior defensive lineman, made the stop.
Yeah, more times than not, the interior of that defensive line has been able to stand tall against the offensive line at Greenwich. The running lanes have not consistently been there up the middle so far.
Third and goal at the 10. Motion near side, rolling, throwing right, and that is incomplete. Miscommunication there. As the Cardinals were trying to hook up, Merdello might have been the intended receiver, but I'm not sure. And the Cardinals looking like they're going to kick this time with the ball at the 10. So it'll be Ravina out of the hold of O'Donnell. And looking like a 28-yard try. Snap good, put down, kick up on the way. It is good.
Julian Ravina's field goal jump is good.
8.5 remaining in the first half. Cardinals take a 10-0 lead. You're listening to Greenwich Cardinals football on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com.
If your car gets crunched, bumped, or scraped, take it to Zelenz Brothers Auto Body. Zelenz Brothers has been rejuvenating damaged autos in the Greenwich community since 1912. First, Zelenz Brothers will give you a free computerized estimate in 5 to 10 minutes. No appointment needed. And when they proceed with the job, it'll be done faster than ever. With Zelenz's state-of-the-art super clean painting and baking booth that can bake that paint job to perfection within a short 30 minutes. Zelenz Brothers Auto Body. Most collisions repaired within 2 days at 37 Sherwood Place in Greenwich.
It was a 68-yard drive on 7 plays. And the Cardinals get the field goal to take a 10-0 lead. McAndrews and Osta. Alan Osta, we have yet to see him run the ball, but he is the deep man, or one of the two deep men, as Alex Kay will put it in the air. High and end over end. It's going to go to McAndrews back at the 8. With a little bit of a bobble. Pink gloves on. Makes a turn to the right. Gets out near the 20. Tackled at the 19-yard line. Santi Parra made the stop.
McAndrews brings it up to about his own 20-yard line. Stopped there by Julian Cerullo.
Yeah, second time this game so far where Wilton has stood up in the red zone against Greenwich. So if you're Wilton, you've got to be encouraged by that. So now let's see if the offense can get something going.
For the Warriors, ball sitting right at the 20-yard line. Twins out to the left, one to the right, one in the backfield, but it is going to be Haggerty himself. And a bit of a burst. He'll get out across the 25 near the 28-yard line. Give him a gain of 9 and make it second and a yard.
Haggerty squirts ahead on the keeper for a gain of about 9. Final stop.
10-0 Greenwich, 8:05 clock running, first half. Cardinals showing the four-man rush. Motion from Liam McKiernan to throw. Brings it over the middle, finds Jake Padilla, who turns it upfield. He'll get near the 35. It's a gain of about 7 and a first down.
Yeah, it's a short little curl pattern, about a 5-yard pattern, and he sits down right in the middle of the field. Haggerty able to find him for the first down.
That the first down of the night that I can remember for the Warriors.
I believe it is, yeah.
First down at their own 35, moving toward the west end zone, where Bill is, I'm sure, enjoying the lights on here at Cardinal Stadium. A four receiver set, twins to each side, off a little play fake, and then a pass thrown that is bobbled and caught. A fine catch by Bailey. Out near the Wilton 47-yard line.
It's a bit of a fingertip catch there, isn't it?
Reached up, snagged it, held on for dear life, but gets the first down. So move the ball to the 47. And a Warrior first down on back-to-back plays. And whistles sounding, and what's going on? An official timeout.
Well, they got to have some Chicken Joes too, don't they?
Don't they all? All right, now they wind the clock again.
All right, we're in business
here. We're back. McKiernan, the receiver, out to the right. It's a four-receiver set, though it's an empty backfield. Motion from Calabrese, and he'll take a swing pass, and he is walloped by the opposite number two, Jack Kelly.
Boy, that's a beautiful job by Jack of reading that play. That pass is intended to go out into the flat as a screen, but he busts in there and breaks it up before it has a chance to do anything.
It's a loss of 5, second and 15. Back to the Wilton 42-yard line, 10-0 Greenwich, 6:10 remaining in the first half. Talk with track coach Evan Dubin before the game tonight for a bit. Man in motion, looking to run, breaking around the tackle, and a good job off of blitzing Noah Steele. A fine run by Haggerty to get a first down into Cardinal territory. They will push him out of bounds from the looks of it at the Greenwich 44-yard line. Steele came blitzing in, had a hand on him, and he broke out of that.
Yeah, the only problem with bringing the blitz there is that if Steele can't get him, there's nobody behind him in support, and that's how Haggerty's able to slip out to the far side and pick up a bunch of yards.
10-0 Greenwich.
Looks to be enough yardage for a Wilton first down.
They were double-checking on the first down, but I don't think that was actually in dispute. It's a first down, without a question.
Yeah, if you're Wilton right now, you know, your defense has kept you in this game. It's only 10-0. It could have been much worse than that. So you feel like you're in a pretty good spot here if your offense can put the rest of this drive together.
Now a first down at the Greenwich 44. They'll go to the ground with Calabrese, and that is just not going to work. Trying to stretch to the left, and he had a lot of Cardinals coming in and saying hello. Chase Anesta was back there, among others. Von Velakis was back there, and so was Richie McMurray.
Yeah, what did they used to call it? The Congress of Cardinals?
A Congress of Cardinals. Dick Leonard is listening somewhere. He often listens.
I love that.
Yeah, we had so much fun. He'd dry a sense of humor, and he'd get a zinger in. There have been a couple of Cardinal Stadium PA announcers, Dick Leonard being one of them. Evan was another, and, of course, now Nick. Off the loss, second down. Option pitch goes right. Calabrese stretching to the sideline, and Max Marek saying, howdy do. He's going to lose more yardage.
Boy, for the second play in a row, Greenwich's pass rush and their linebackers have spent more time in the backfield than Wilton's players have, it feels like. They've done a good job of getting off their blocks and getting into position to contain the ball carrier.
Evan Dubin and his team recently winning an FCAC championship. Cardinals came up one shot off for the golf championship. Trumbull took it by one shot. Congratulations to them.
See that? They should have had Tiger Woods on their team.
There you go. But cross country doing what they do. Looking to throw. Pass comes over the middle. That's complete. Only gets back to the 45-yard line, but still 11 yards short of a first down. I'm looking for the number. I believe it was 13. That would be McKiernan to make the catch, and it was.
There is a flag on the play.
And you wonder if that is, and they're waving
they
first
called,
down.
They
yeah.
called a first personal foul on Greenwich.
Personal foul. Because I believe there was what they're going to call, you know, a late hit or something about the hit.
Hit to the head, maybe?
I think so.
I think that's what it was.
Second penalty on Big Red tonight. 3:39 remaining in a rapid first half. 10-0 Cardinals. Ninth play of this drive for the Warriors, trying to get on the scoreboard at the Greenwich 31. Haggerty off a fake. He runs. They're doing something right. He gets 6 to the 24. Santi Parra on the stop.
Yeah, especially on that last third down where it's 3rd and 18 or something like that, to have a penalty like that, gift them a first down automatically. That's not something that the coaching staff is going to be happy with,
so
obviously.
Evan Dubin and his girls' cross-country team winning their 6th overall championship, 2nd straight. So congratulations to them. Staples came in 2nd. And 2nd and 4 at the 25. For the Warriors. Rolling out to his right, Haggerty. He sets and throws. That is high and incomplete. Jack Carroll, the defender on the far side, intended for Dexter, will be 3rd down. Coming up on the 10th play of this drive with 2:41 remaining in the first half.
And here you go. You know, another 3rd down coming up here. Wilton's done a good job on 3rd down on this drive.
Sophie Pasalacqua came in 2nd in the overall in the individual results at 18:33, just 6 seconds behind Sophie Spellman of Fairfield Ludlow. 3rd and 4. Haggerty to throw. Sets. Throws left. Had a man down, and that catch is made. Inside the 20-yard line, caught by Padilla down near the 17.
And that's a good job by Padilla of going to a spot on the field. He knows he's got to get 4 yards for first down. He runs a 4-yard pattern right there and finds an opening in the defense, makes the catch, moves the chains.
First down at the Grinch, 18-yard line. 2:19 remaining in the first half. Wilton with all 3 timeouts. Greenwich with a 10-0 lead. Padilla, receiver, goes out to the right. Ethan Bailey joins him out there. Near side is McKiernan. Calabrese in the backfield, but why not? It's going to be Haggerty himself running right side. Off the edge, he is down near the 10. And the Warriors have something going here. It'll be 2nd and maybe a yard. And a Cardinal Stadium crowd that has gone very quiet.
Yeah, and if I were Wilton, I would keep that clock moving as much as I can.
This is pure matriculating the ball down the field, boys. Hank Stram smiling somewhere. Ball is marked at the Greenwich 12. Haggerty waiting. He's got 2 in the backfield to his right off his hip. He's back to throw with a step to his right. Pursuit coming, brings it back to the left. Tucking, trying to find someone, turns, gets outside the numbers, and is down across the 10. It could have been much worse, but he's right near a first down. Jack Kelly made the stop. They're going to mark him at the 8, but that apparently is not enough for a first down, and we're under a minute to go in the first half.
Is it enough or is it not enough? Scoreboard says first down. The
now
sign
saying,
says 3rd down.
Now they're saying first down.
Okay.
So they have indicated a first down. And now E.J. Genunzio wants a timeout. It comes with 44.5 remaining in the first half.
This drive got started at 8:31 to go in the second quarter. So they have eaten up well more than half the quarter on this drive.
Yeah, their opening play was right after the kickoff was at 8:25. That's what my notes say. You've got the kickoff time. Perfect. Did you enjoy your cup of beverage before the game tonight?
I sure did.
Yeah, it was pretty good, right?
Well, not too bad.
Went and grabbed a couple of caffeinated drinks, shall we say, on Greenwich Avenue. Mine was a coffee. Yours was a latte or something.
Yeah,
very good.
Yeah, I'm good to go.
He was very chatty too. He loved talking to you and I. The gentleman at was at Blankenship Dry Goods. I'll go ahead and mention them.
Yeah, very interesting spot, I have to say.
Yes, very, very.
Not your average coffee shop.
No, not at all. Coffee's affordable, which makes me happy.
Mm-hmm.
First and goal. Just inside the 10. Scoreboard's got him marked at the 8. That's good enough for me. 44 seconds remaining in the first half off the timeout taken by the Warriors. They have two left. 10-0 Greenwich, but the Warriors on the 13th play of this drive, if they ever snap the thing. All right, one official is headed into the end zone. The other one has gone to the far side. All right, I think we're going to play football again.
Now they reset the game clock to 101.
Yes, they did.
Okay.
Calabrese in the backfield to the left of Haggerty.
I don't know if you already said that, but...
I did not.
Okay.
It's a good job by you. Padilla in motion. Play fake. Haggerty runs it himself. He's grabbed by Kyle Ebanks, and he's spun down near the 5. That's not a fatal play because you can use your timeouts.
Yeah, and there's still plenty of time either way. So we're down to about 40 seconds.
And now, yeah, now Coach D'Annunzio wants a timeout. Mets are up to a 9-2 lead after 4. It would be, dare I say, the most Metsy thing ever to blow a 9-2 lead heading into the 5th. Can I say that?
I'm not going to object. You do you, man.
Yeah, it would be pretty bad. Jack,
sling the arrows at this guy. Don't sling them at me.
That's fine. Jack Flaherty was awful tonight. 3 innings, 8 hits, 8 runs, 4 walks.
Yeah, that was pretty unexpected considering the gem that he pitched in Game 1, right?
David Peterson, who should have pitched Game 1 in my opinion, 3 2/3, 6 hits, 2 runs. Yankees getting ready to start in a little over an hour. And Luis Gil getting the ball finally, because I thought he should have pitched Game 1, but I was wrong because Carlos Rodon.
Your buddy Carlos Rodon,
Carlos,
man.
Carlos Rodon, former Hudson Valley Renegade, was straight up brilliant.
Yeah.
37 seconds remaining, first half. Second and goal at the Greenwich 3. 14th play of this drive. Haggerty in shotgun. Break out the cowbells. He takes the snap, rolls to his right, flips into the end zone, touchdown. He finds Cale Dexter from 3 yards out. What an outstanding drive.
You're not kidding. And to cap it off with a nice short pass, corner route to the back of the end zone. Perfect pass, perfect throw. And Wilton is very much alive in this game as we hit close to halftime.
And that extra point coming up. Mason Behar is the point after kicker. And that is partially deflected, blocked. I think Steele got a piece of it. And it stays right there. And so will we with 32 seconds remaining in the first half. Steele is a little slow to get up as he sits near the 10-yard line.
I think he was the one who blocked it.
I believe
he
so.
He came in off the far side.
I think overall he's just putting his shoe back on because I thought he might have lost that. He's up and he's actually trotting off the field.
Okay.
So that is good to see. But an outstanding drive by the Warriors. All the credit to them. And they have cut this game to 10-7 with 32 seconds remaining in the first half.
Or it would have been 10-7.
10-6 now.
That's right. So we'll see if that has any repercussions as we move forward here. Of course, remember, it was a matter of who made their point afters and who didn't in the Greenwich-Bishop Hendricken game.
That's exactly
a few
right.
weeks ago. So 32 seconds to go, and of course, Wilton's going to receive the second half kickoff, so be interesting to see if Greenwich tries to do anything interesting here on offense. They do have 2 timeouts, so I wouldn't put it past them.
And I have a 14-play, 80-yard drive in 7 minutes, 53 seconds, give or take.
Yeah, that sounds about right to me.
That is quite a job by the Warriors. Very impressive. Kickoff coming up, and that's going to head out of bounds, and I mean well out of bounds. That was not even close to staying in bounds. So the flag will fly. That's advantageous for the Cardinals. However, You have only a half minute, but you have two timeouts.
You have two timeouts, and Wilton did you a favor by kicking it out of bounds.
Sure did.
Which gives them great field position, and it doesn't run any time off the clock.
That is exactly right.
The Cardinals will begin first and 10 at their own 35.
I am still really, I mean, that much time, nearly 8 minutes off the clock, that is a large chunk of football.
Absolutely. That's an NFL drive right there. We were wondering if Wilton's offense was going to get it going at the start of that drive, and, well, they sure did.
Empty backfield. D'Angelo takes. Back to throw. Rush coming. Throws underneath. That is low. Is it intercepted? Yes, it is. That is picked off by McAndrews at the 39-yard line.
Yeah, the throw was low, and he had to go to the ground to get that. I think it was a question of whether the ball was underneath his hands when he went to the ground. The official on the near side quickly ruled interception. So Wilton takes over at about the 40-yard line.
28 seconds remaining, first half, 10-6 Cardinals. And a huge turn of momentum right here. Haggerty rolling right, throws, has a man who is tackled immediately. Catch made by Bailey. So the completion made, steal the defender, and a timeout, 16 seconds remaining in the first half.
Yeah, that's a timeout by Wilton, I believe.
I believe so, which should be their last. McFesco agrees with me. Granby Canton on top of Coventry, 7-0 first quarter that game. And West Haven, a 6-0 lead on Guilford. Southington up 7-0 on Glastonbury. I have a strong suspicion Sean Kilkelly will have more for you on the halftime extravaganza in 16 seconds from now.
Of course, the big game that everybody's talking about in Fairfield County coming up tomorrow is Staples at New Canaan.
Very good game. Very good game. Two top 10 teams. The FCAC having another terrific football year, led by Greenwich, of course, in the game time poll. I was saying, and I said this to Tony Savino this morning, Dan, and I'll say it to you since you've now seen Brunswick. Game time does not take Brunswick or any of those schools into account for the top 10. And I wonder how high Brunswick would be if they were taken into account. They might be one or two. They're that good. So Brunswick and Greenwich, we are very blessed here. Back to live action. Rolling left is Haggerty. Still rolling. Clock running. Down to 10. Throws. That's high and incomplete. Trying to find Padilla down near the 10. He was matched up with Guy Germain. And that'll bring up third down with 8.9 remaining in the first half and the ball at the Greenwich 34-yard line.
Yeah, and at this point, I would imagine you're out of timeouts, so any pass play at this point has got to be deep down the field or to the sideline. You don't have Justin Tucker as your kicker, so a field goal is not an option.
Third and 5. Ginsburg is your field goal kicker. Back to throw, Haggerty. Sets, throws, has a man, gets around the defender, touchdown! Cale Dexter from 34 yards out has shocked Cardinal Stadium, and the Warriors on a Hail Mary basically take the lead. It's 12-10.
Boy, and that's the one thing, if you're a Cardinal defensive back in that situation, that you can't allow to happen. You can't allow the receiver to get behind you. And that's what happened there. And it was a perfect rainbow ball from Haggerty. And just like that, Wilton going to have the lead here going into the half.
And an extra point try by Behar. For a 3-point lead, that is up, and it is good. And the Warriors head off the field up 13-10 on Greenwich at halftime. And a Cardinal Stadium that is dead silent.
Yeah, pretty shocking turn of events here at the end of the first half, I would say.
On a three-play, 39-yard drive that took 28 seconds. That's pretty incredible. Halftime here at Cardinal Stadium, and the Cardinals will head into the team room down below, and I have a feeling there's going to be quite an interesting conversation there. Halftime score, the number one team is on the ropes. Wilton, 13. Greenwich, 10. Sean Kilkelly's in the studio. He's got 14 minutes. Sean, it's all yours. You're listening to Greenwich Cardinals football on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com.
Once you get the meat and cheese for your sub freshly sliced right in front of you at Jersey Mike's, I'll tell you, there's no going back to anything else. That'd be like going back to dial-up internet. Ugh. Am I connecting to space to order Jersey Mike's? Any day now. Okay, it's about to connect. What? Who picked up the phone? Nope, there's no going back once you see it freshly sliced at Jersey Mike's. A sub above.
If your car gets crunched, bumped, or scraped, take it to Zelenz Brothers Auto Body. Zelenz Brothers has been rejuvenating damaged autos in the Greenwich community since 1912. First, Zelenz Brothers will give you a free computerized estimate in 5 to 10 minutes. No appointment needed. And when they proceed with the job, it'll be done faster than ever. With Zelenz's state-of-the-art super clean painting and baking booth that can bake that paint job to perfection within a short 30 minutes. Zelenz Brothers Auto Body. Most collisions repaired within 2 days at 37 Sherwood Place in Greenwich.
Garden Catering has become a Greenwich landmark for great food served fresh and fast. Now with 9 locations in Connecticut and New York, Garden Catering continues to make people happy with its famous nuggets, made from 100% white meat chicken with no antibiotics ever. Hand-cut daily, cooked to perfection. But there's so much more on the menu. There's burgers, sandwiches, wraps, garden salads, kale salad, vegetarian choices, all-day breakfast. So, go to GardenCatering.com, check out the menu and the locations. Garden Catering, food so good, you'll just keep coming back.
You're listening to the sports voice of Fairfield County, 1490 WGCH, Greenwich.
It may not require a textbook, but it's filled with valuable lessons. It may not take place in a classroom, but it's an ideal environment for learning. It may not involve a diploma, but it can help prepare Connecticut's young people for life. It's high school sports. High school sports can play a critical role in a student's overall education. In fact, studies show that students that participate in high school sports are more likely to enjoy greater levels of achievement in their academic lives. If you think high school sports are only about competition, think again. Better yet, think about attending a high school sporting event in your community. You'll be amazed by what you see. High school sports, a winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Connecticut Interscholastic Athletic Conference and the Connecticut Association of Athletic Directors.
And welcome back to Greenwich Cardinals football on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com. I'm Sean Kilkelly in the home studios on this Friday night. The Greenwich Cardinals trailing the Wilton Warriors 13-10. Warriors with that late touchdown in the second quarter, giving them the go-ahead score. So it should be an interesting second half when we get back out to Cardinals Stadium for the Warriors and the Greenwich Cardinals. Elsewhere in high school football tonight, Guilford trailing West Haven 6-0 late in the first quarter. East Haven with a 14-8 lead over Plainfield in the second. Danbury visiting Ward tonight. North Haven ahead of East Hartford 21-6 early in the second quarter. It is Glastonbury on the road at Southington, Middletown at Farmington. Windsor traveling to Maloney, and Bunnell and Brookfield, they are scoreless in the opening quarter. Other games tonight about to get underway in Ridgefield. Norwalk at Ridgefield. Both teams come into the game at 1-3. McMahon visiting Trumbull tonight. Stratford at Joel Barlow. Massac on the road at New Milford. Shelton at Newtown. Brantford hosting Sheehan tonight. Hall at home against New Britain, who comes into the game undefeated at 4-0. St. Joe's, they are also 4-0 as they visit the Darien Blue Wave tonight. That game gets underway in about a half hour from now. Traveling over to New York State and Westchester County, it is Scarsdale at home this evening, just underway as they host Carmel in a pretty good matchup between those two teams. Other games going on this evening, New Rochelle has a 6-0 lead over Mamaroneck. That game is in the first quarter. Somers at home, they are the number one team in Section 1, and they host Brewster. Pearl River 5-1 at winless 0-5 Edgemont. That game about to kick off momentarily. Dobbs Ferry 4-1 at Valhalla, undefeated at 4-0. Putnam Valley visiting Haldane. Rye on the road at Yorktown. It is Tuckahoe hosting Hastings this evening. Albertus Magnus at home against Greeley. Haldane on the road at Beacon. Taking a look at New Jersey football, high school football tonight, and a couple games underway with Passaic leading Kennedy 7-0. That game with 6 minutes to go in the second quarter. Piscataway at home, they have a lead against Hillsborough 7-6. And New Brunswick, they are on the road at Rahway. That game just getting underway. The score again right here, the Greenwich Cardinals trailing the Wilton Warriors 13-10. We'll take a timeout and then take a look at what else is going on in the world of sports. You're listening to Greenwich Cardinals football on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com.
Glenville Shell at 222 Glenville Road is the place to refill and replenish and has been for over 100 years. A true old-fashioned, full-service gas station combined with today's modern convenience store. They can keep your car running at its best or bring it back to life with their full repair service. Also, take advantage of Glenville Shell's full-service gasoline fill-ups along with tire pressure check and refill. Or just as happily, you can pump your own. For a service appointment, call Glenville Shell at 203-531-9147. Chicken Joe's at 231 East Putnam Avenue in Cascade has fried chicken, gourmet wraps, barbecue chicken, homemade salads, fresh-cut nuggets, and much more. And you'll find Chicken Joe's food truck at all GHS home games, as well as all GYFL games. Buy any NFL team hat from Chicken Joe, and 30% of the purchase goes to the GYFL. And for catering and takeout orders, call 203-861-0099. That's 203-861-0099. Chicken Joe's, oh yeah.
And welcome back to Greenwich Cardinals football on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com. I'm Sean Kilkelly with your halftime report. The Wilton Warriors leading the Greenwich Cardinals 13-10 at halftime. Major League Baseball action tonight, top of the fifth inning out at Citi Field, and the New York Mets trying to stay alive in this series, and they have a commanding 10-2 lead over the Dodgers. Dodgers with the 3-1 lead in the series. In about an hour from now, the New York Yankees on the road at the Guardians. Yankees leading that series 2-1. College football this evening, the number two team in the nation, the Oregon Ducks, on the road at Purdue. Later on tonight at 10:15, it is BYU at home against Oklahoma State. Tomorrow at noon, Missouri at home against Auburn. Miami of Florida on the road at Louisville. Army hosting East Carolina. Number 10, Clemson, will host Virginia. Nebraska on the road at number 16, Indiana. Navy at home against Charlotte. And number 7, Alabama, they will travel to Tennessee. That game is a 3:30 kickoff. Michigan on the road at number 22, Illinois. Georgia Tech at home against number 12, Notre Dame. And LSU on the road tomorrow night against Arkansas. That game kicks off at 7 o'clock. 7:30 tomorrow night, number 5, Georgia. They visit the Texas Longhorns, ranked number 1 in the nation. And one other game tomorrow night, it is SMU at Stanford. That game will kick off at 8 o'clock. Once again, the score right here, the Wilton Warriors with a 13-10 lead over the Greenwich Cardinals. We'll get back out to Rob Adams and Dan Murphy in a few minutes from now for third quarter action. Tonight on the ice, it's a light night in the NHL. The Pittsburgh Penguins, they are at home against the Hurricanes. Sharks at the Jets. That game will start in about an hour from now. And later on this evening at 9 o'clock, the Colorado Avalanche, they are at home to the Ducks. The Islanders back in action tomorrow night against the Montreal Canadiens. The Rangers coming off their win against the Detroit Red Wings. They will travel to Toronto tomorrow night as they will skate against the Maple Leafs. The New Jersey Devils tomorrow night will host the Washington Capitals at the Rock in Newark, New Jersey. 13-10, the score here. The Wilton Warriors leading the Greenwich Cardinals. We'll take a timeout and then get set for third quarter action. You're listening to Greenwich Cardinals football on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com.
Once you get the meat and cheese for your sub freshly sliced right in front of you at Jersey Mike's, I'll tell you, there's no going back to anything else. That'd be like going back to dial-up internet. Am I connecting to space to order Jersey Mike's? Any day now. Okay, it's about to connect. What? Well, who picked up the phone? Nope, there's no going back once you see it freshly sliced at Jersey Mike's. A sub above.
Looking for future leaders we can trust and believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Connecticut. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It begins by making their grades and being on time for practice. It includes learning to listen, following directions, accepting responsibility, being a good role model. And it's about respect for officials, opponents, the rules, and each other. The result? It transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. High school sports. There's so much more than just a game. This message presented by the Connecticut Interscholastic Athletic Conference and the Connecticut Association of Athletic Directors.
If your car gets crunched, bumped, or scraped, take it to Zelenz Brothers Auto Body. Zelenz Brothers has been rejuvenating damaged autos in the Greenwich community since 1912. First, Zelenz Brothers will give you a free computerized estimate in 5 to 10 minutes. No appointment needed. And when they proceed with the job, it'll be done faster than ever. With Zelenz's state-of-the-art super clean painting and baking booth that can bake that paint job to perfection within a short 30 minutes. Zelenz Brothers Auto Body. Most collisions repaired within 2 days at 37 Sherwood Place in Greenwich.
This is Mike Kern from Ohio, and you're listening to Greenwich Cardinals football, 1490 WGCH, and WGCH.com anywhere.
And welcome back to Greenwich Cardinals football on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com. I'm Sean Kilkelly in the home studios on this beautiful Friday evening. We've got a great game going on out at Cardinals Stadium. Wilton Warriors ahead of the Greenwich Cardinals, 13-10. Let's send it back out to the guys who will call all the action, Rob Adams and Dan Murphy.
Thank you, Sean Kilkelly. And you heard the voice of Mike Hearn, a currently satisfied Cleveland Indians Guardians baseball fan and longtime fan of the Tribe after last night. He and I talk all throughout the game, and he was quite pleased with the results last night, and that's all I have to say about that. Dan Murphy on the game four they go tonight in Cleveland, Ohio. They had a halftime ceremony here honoring and kind of introducing, because I did not know of it, Morgan's Message, which is an organization that really is about helping to understand and control mental health. And you know, Morgan Rogers, young woman who went to Greenwich High School, 2017, endured a season-shattering knee injury. She went to Duke, and spent the time trying to rehab, get it straight, and this time it was just apparently too much. Long story short, she took her home life, unfortunately, in 2019, just 22 years old, and her family now, you know, has created this platform. Her energy empowers those that she left behind to transform devastation into action. Reading from the website, we elevate her story to provide a platform where others feel safe to share their own, be a catalyst for change within our mental health care systems, and foster a community for which tomorrow always exists. You can read it online at morgansmessage.org, and really a touching, the crowd was very taken by it at halftime.
Yeah, everybody was, and you know, mental health awareness is certainly something that's gained a much higher profile in the last few years, especially, I think, with the pandemic.
Yes.
That's what really started to turn it around, I think.
Very much.
So it's very, it's a good sign that causes like this are getting the attention that they're getting.
Yeah, it's quite near and dear to my heart, too. So I'm happy to take a moment and highlight Morgan's message and the small ceremony they had here at halftime. The Warriors return to the field in what is a Cardinal stadium that is pretty stunned. It's 13-10, but the Warriors get the ball to start the second half, Dan. And I think mentally, you know, awkward transition, but I don't think the Cardinals can afford to let the Warriors go down the field and do this again.
No, they can. And one of the things that we talked about in the pregame that was going to be a key to the game was, could Wilton's passing game down the field come to life? And we certainly saw that the back half of the first half, those last couple of possessions. They're going to get the ball here to start the second half, and we're going to find out if Greenwich was able to make any sort of adjustments at halftime.
Kickoff on the way from Alex K. Too deep for the Warriors. They defend the east end zone, and this is taken by McAndrews near the 12. Starts forward. He is down at the 17. For the Cardinals, among the party there, Gustav Patryka, the sophomore linebacker and tight end, brings him down.
Yeah, total yards in the first half, Greenwich 178 to Wilton's 120, but the story of this game is how Wilton finished the first half with that 8-minute drive that culminated in a touchdown that weighed 80 yards, and then off the interception by D'Angelo in the last 30 seconds, that Hail Mary rainbow into the end zone to give Wilton the lead going into the half.
One receiver comes out near side left, two out to the right. Looks like Calabrese alongside of Haggerty on first down at the 17. Low snap, Calabrese left side. Runs into Guy Germain, who throws a shoulder at him at the 21. There is a flag down after a gain of four. And it is going against the Warriors, their first penalty of the night. Look like a hold.
Michael Golden on the stop for Greenwich.
Waiting for further direction where that ball is getting marched back to.
Good news, folks. We have a winner for the 50-50 raffle. Here to announce the winning ticket number are the
captains. More important, the 50-50 raffle has a winner.
I don't think it was me.
It was not me.
2-1-3-5-5-7-7.
There you go. There's the number. 10-yard penalty moves the Warriors back to the 9, and you kind of need the Cardinals to make a defensive play as the Doughy is getting more involved in the booth.
I think the Doughy was checking the raffle number.
I think so. Well, the Doughy probably bought one. Rolling right is Haggerty, still running. 10, turns it upfield toward the numbers near the 19. Getting back past the original line of scrimmage, Joey Haggerty to the 19-yard line.
That's a good job by him on first and 20 to get the penalty yardage back at least, and then maybe a little bit extra.
A little, yeah, definitely did. Got two extra. Let's call it a gain of 10, though. It goes up to the 19, rather, bringing up, about a second and 8. That's quite manageable as McKiernan comes out to the near side. Slot receiver on the left. Stack receivers on the right side. Second and 8 with a clap of the hands. Back to Calabrese. Bouncing left. He is gang tackled. Losing yardage back near the 15 as he tried to run left. With the party led by Richie McMurray.
Yeah, he's had himself a nice game so far tonight, hasn't he? He's been in the backfield quite a bit for Greenwich.
10.5 remaining third quarter. 13-10 Wilton here at Cardinal Stadium.
So Wilton did such a good job at the end of the first half converting third downs. Whether they were short or long conversions, they were able to do so. So here we have another third and long coming up.
Five first downs on that drive.
That's how you can get a drive that lasts 8 minutes.
And a beautiful moon coming out to say hello beyond the east end zone. Third and 10, a long 11. He throws. That is short of the first down as it was caught by Bailey near the 24-yard line. And it'll become a three and out.
Stopped by Jack Merrill.
Or four and out, including the penalty. But either way, the Warriors are going to punt it away.
Looks like they're short of the first down marker.
Yeah, they're marking it as fourth and four.
And I'd say it's closer to three, but either way, I'd send on Ginsburg to punt it away and see what the Cardinals can get in terms of field position. I believe it's Steele waiting at his own 40. Getting away a punt that wobbles a little bit, takes a bounce, and a positive bounce going out of bounds at the 46-yard line.
Ginsburg's punt rolls out of bounds.
So it'll be Cardinal football there. They back it up to the 44-yard line.
First and 10.
Greenwich doing a good job there on that drive, you know, forcing the three and out of the half. You know, Wilton obviously had a big advantage possession-wise there. Scoring right at the end with the Hail Mary, you can double up coming out of the locker room. But Greenwich's defense did a good job on that series.
Cardinals ready to go at their own 44. 9:18 remaining in the third. And there, the running game is going nowhere. Lopez is slammed down for a loss of a couple. They'll move him back to the 43.
Stopped for a loss.
And it was a host of tacklers. Looks like it's a gain. It's a loss of two by the time they fix it. Curtis Jackson in on the stop for the Warriors. Second and 12. And are you going to make D'Angelo now try to beat you with his arm? He's going to try it here. Tucks it, starts to run. Turns out to the left midfield. He'll get a first down as he tiptoes out of bounds near the Wilton 45-yard line. Run out by Jack Schwartz.
Yeah, that could have been a quarterback draw all the way because he takes the snap. He looks to his right, but then he just takes off in the other direction.
So it'll be a first down at the Warrior 45.
Greenwich has done a pretty good job overall moving the football tonight inside between the 20s, rather. It's just in the red zone where they haven't been able to cash in.
Back to the ground goes Lopez on first down. Slides off the left. Can't get much going there. Right back to the line of scrimmage. Dennis Dustin makes the stop for the Warriors.
Tries the left side and gets back to the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, the example there of Lopez trying to bounce outside, but again, Wilton doing a good job of containment there. They're going to call it no gain, it looks like.
Second and 10. Ball at the 45 in Wilton territory from left to right from the far hash. And that ball's on the turf and picked up. It's recovered by the Cardinals as D'Angelo. There was that mesh point, they collided, bobbled it, he gets it back, but it's a loss of five.
Yeah, fumble there on the exchange. Very fortunate for them to get possession back after all that.
Absolutely.
But either way, it sets up a third and long here, third and 15.
Third and 15 with 7:52 remaining in the third quarter. Ball at midfield, 13-10 Warriors, bobbled snap again, running for his life, running out to his right, now tucking, now throwing, finding a man on the sideline that's caught at the 34-yard line, out to O'Donnell for a gain of 16 and a first down.
Boy, that's another fire drill play there where the snap is low and he's got to come up with it and improvise along the way. And what does he do when he's under duress and he needs a big play? He looks for his friend, number 19, Matt O'Donnell. We haven't called his number yet tonight, but that's a big play there for a first down.
So a fresh set of downs for the Cardinals, trailing 13-10, 7:40 remaining, third quarter. They mark the ball at the Wilton 33 on the near hash. Trips out to the left. Back to the ground. Here comes Lopez. Lopez just working his way forward. Schwartz grabs and holds on. It's a gain of, let's see where they're going to take it to. They'll take it to the 28, so it's a gain of 5.
Jack Schwartz on the stop for Wilton. Second down.
Second and 4, let's call it, at the 27. Two receivers stacked near side right. That's where O'Donnell is. Blake Martin is a receiver out to the left. Looking to throw. Going left. That's Martin. The catch at the 21. Turns on the Jets. 10. Gets around the defender. Roughed up down near the 3. It'll be first and goal.
Another young man who's been a bit quiet tonight. That's his second catch.
Catch and run for 25. It'll be first and goal.
That's a good job of bringing in the short completion and knowing where he is on the field and where the defenders are so he can make a couple of guys miss and get to the far side to pick up some yards after the catch.
To the far hash goes the ball. Two receivers come out to the right. It's Martin and O'Donnell over there. They'll go big on the line. Lopez in the backfield with D'Angelo on first and goal. At the 3, D'Angelo tries to hurdle, nothing doing. Schwartz got him, second and goal.
D'Angelo on the
key. Szczerzinski got him as well.
Yeah, Jack Schwartz, obviously team captain. He's the leader of that defense up front. He has been all over the field tonight for this Wilton defense.
Dodgers, by the way, have gotten it back to 10-6 at Citi Field. A lot of time left in that game. They're in the sixth inning.
Dodgers have had no trouble scoring runs in that series.
They
we
really,
know that.
No, they really have not. Under 6 minutes remaining, third quarter. Two receivers to the near side right. Second and goal, 13-10 Wilton. Leaning in, bobbled snap, pass going right side. O'Donnell makes the catch! Touchdown! Oh, what a catch on the near side. Looked like he got it with one arm.
He did get that with one arm. He goes up against the defender. It's one-on-one. O'Donnell puts it up there for O'Donnell to make the play. And he comes down. I think he corrals it with his arm, not necessarily his hands. What a catch.
Greenwich regains the lead. Now the extra point. And Ravina puts it up end over end, and it is good.
Julian Ravina.
5:45 remaining in the third quarter. Greenwich 17, Wilton 13. You're listening to Greenwich Cardinals football on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com.
Garden Catering has become a Greenwich landmark for great food served fresh and fast. Now with 9 locations in Connecticut and New York, Garden Catering continues to make people happy with its famous nuggets, made from 100% white meat chicken with no antibiotics ever. Hand-cut daily, cooked to perfection. But there's so much more on the menu. There's burgers, sandwiches, wraps, garden salads, kale salad, vegetarian choices, all-day breakfast. So go to GardenCatering.com, check out the menu and the locations. Garden Catering, food so good, you'll just keep coming back.
Cardinals regain the lead on a 9-play, 56-yard drive in 3 minutes and 33 seconds. They are up 17-13.
Well, and that's, you know, the first series out of the locker room for both teams have been really good for Greenwich, and we were wondering how they were going to respond to how the first half ended. They've come out looking pretty strong so far.
Good one coming up over in Darien tonight. Here's the kickoff. End over end coming down at the 8. Starting upfield with a hop step, moving across the 25, and the Warriors will set things up there. And Calabrese on the return. St. Joe's and the Blue Wave coming up over in Darien.
Oh, that's a good one.
Under the lights, which, like here, you only get a very finite, a very small number of night games. Only a certain amount of times you can turn on the lights. Hello to our friend John Cini, who loves those lights. Receivers to each side on first down. Haggerty throws right. That is caught by Bailey. And out of bounds over near the 32-yard line. Steele, the defender, after a gain of four.
Run out of bounds by Noah Steele. It's a gain of 6 yards.
5:22 to go. Clock running third quarter. 17-13 Cardinals. Ball on the far hash at the Wilton 33-yard line. Wilton in the white uniform tops with the navy blue pants, the navy helmet, and, of course, that nautical marine blue that they work in, the lighter blue, as a swing pass is broken up and then caught and moved forward. Looked like Bailey caught it, took a shoulder from Steele, and gets out to the 36. My, oh, my, it's a gain of three.
Yeah, he caught the ball, and then he bounced right off of Steele and then was able to regain his footing and make another push down the field for a couple extra yards.
I texted a listener in Wilton, and I said, this game is weird tonight. It's hard to explain how, but there's a weird feeling to this one. Third and a yard at the Wilton 36. Trips to the left. Rolling left to throw on third down, setting up a screen back to the right. That's complete to Calabrese with a first down and more. He's still rumbling into Cardinal territory. He'll have a first down at the Greenwich 43. 27 yards and a first down.
Yeah, and what do you do if you're trying to neutralize a pass rush, especially on a third down? Is you set up the screen pass, you let those defenders cheat in, and then you can flip it to the back, and he should have blockers out in front of him and some good running room, and he sure did on that play.
The FCAC girls cross-country champion coach, Evan Dubin, is now listening. We were talking about him in the first half. Listening and watching over on Huddle. First down for the Warriors at the Greenwich 42. The Warriors trailing 17-13, 3:45 remaining third quarter. Haggerty takes, looking left, tucks, he'll run. Still rolling and rolling. McMurray chasing him. 40-35, and he is walloped by Guy Germain. And you know what? Haggerty comes up and taps him on the helmet. I love it.
Yeah, it was a big hit, but it was a clean hit. You know, it was below the shoulder.
The crowd groaned, but that is a gain of about eight. Second and two at the Greenwich 34.
I don't think you want your quarterback taking many hits like that, though.
No, you absolutely don't. E.J. DiNunzio, part of a really wonderful tradition of Wilton football. And, boy, you can just hear every coach in Wilton history going, slide, young man. And, in fact, we're going to get a timeout here. It's going to be a timeout taken by the Warriors.
Yeah, Haggerty got up to the line and didn't like what he saw.
Of course, in Wilton, they will always recall the great Nick Zioli, who the field house is named after and is the godfather of Wilton football, starting the program at what was the old Wilton High School, which was Cider Mill School, back in 1957. Cider Mill, in fact, a school that at one point, I believe it was Cider Mill, I was teaching a sports broadcasting after-school class there. It was fun to do.
All right, look at you.
Yeah, it was fun. I had a good time with that. But in any event, they got going. They had an interesting schedule. 1958, they played Ridgefield, Carmel, New York, Bethel, Brewster, New York, and St. Luke's, adding Somers, New York in 1959. So kind of an interesting schedule for Coach Zioli and the early days of the Wilton Warriors. And eventually Tom Fujitani comes along in 1969. Second and two at the Greenwich 34. Rolling right, Haggerty, he'll tuck, finds the hole. He'll get a first down as he moves it off the edge to the 29.
Haggerty,
he had Chase Inesta working on him. He also had Max Marek over there, but a fresh set of downs for the Warriors.
Fresh set of downs, and he takes another hit there at the end of that play. That's just good patience by Haggerty, you know, waiting to see the hole develop, and he's able to skirt through it and pick up enough for the first down.
Coach Zioli, a 55-28-1 record in his career, retiring after 1968. And he's still very well regarded, as we mentioned, in Wilton. First down at the Greenwich 29. Shotgun snap taken, back to throw, looking right, throwing right. That is caught on the far sideline inside the 10. And Ethan Bailey, have yourself a night. It'll be first and goal.
And that's good coverage by Noah Steele there on the far sideline, going step for step with Bailey. Haggerty throws him a ball where he's going to have to go up and get it, and he sure does.
He brings it down to the Cardinal 5-yard line.
2 minutes remaining, third quarter, and the Cardinal 4-point lead is in peril, to say the least. Only one turnover in the game, and it was committed by the Cardinals, and the Warriors made them pay. That came at the end of the first half. First and goal at the 5. Receivers to each side, 2 in the backfield to the right hip of Haggerty. He hands it off. Spinning around, it's Calabrese. He's going to get run down back near the 10. Jack Kelly among those with Ebanks and others. Santi Parra hanging out nearby. Second and goal. And I wonder what forward progress will be, Dan. They move them back to the 9.
Yeah, that's about right.
Warriors taking their time. Eventually, Tim Egan would take over as coach after Tom Fujitani. Coach Egan, longtime baseball coach as well. And then another name came along. You'll recognize him when I mention him. Calabrese in motion. A pitch. Halfback option. It's going back over to Haggerty, who makes the catch. Spinning at the 5. He's taken down. Two defenders, Justin Carroll and Guy Germain, there to make the stop. So they went to a little trickery. It'll be third and goal.
Yeah, they thought that they were going to catch Greenwich completely off guard there, but the backside defenders were able to get back to cover Haggerty, who was running the wide receiver pattern there, and did make the catch to prevent the touchdown. So you're looking at third and goal.
Eventually, Bruce Cunningham becomes Wilton head coach. Bruce, of course, a Greenwich guy, and he's now a coach here. Third and goal, 6 seconds remaining in the third quarter. They do snap it. Haggerty rolling right, still rolling. Sets, looks back to his left. Third quarter is expired. Running, trying to get away from Ebanks. Steps near the 15, stops and throws. Incomplete. And the third quarter comes to a wild end on that. I mean, that was straight up Fran Tarkenton running for his life kind of stuff.
It sure was. He did a really good job to buy as much time as he did. Just well covered on the backside there by Greenwich.
I think you might need to buckle up as we turn to the fourth quarter. After 3, Greenwich 17, Wilton 13. You're listening to Greenwich Cardinals football on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com.
Glenville Shell at 222 Glenville Road is the place to refill and replenish and has been for over 100 years. A true old-fashioned, full-service gas station combined with today's modern convenience store. They can keep your car running at its best or bring it back to life with their full repair service. Also, take advantage of Glenville Shell's full-service gasoline fill-ups along with tire pressure check and refill. Or just as happily, you can pump your own. For a service appointment, call Glenville Shell at 203-531-9147.
Oh, we've got a game on our hands. 17-13 Greenwich, start of the fourth quarter at Cardinal Stadium. Rob Adams, Dan Murphy with you, Sean Kilkelly in the studio, and it'll be fourth and goal when we resume with 12 minutes remaining on the clock.
Yeah, it's about fourth and goal from the 5, right?
Yes.
So interesting decision here. Interesting play call, assuming they're going to go for it here.
And it looks like they are going to at the moment. I see Calabrese trotting in. He's got Haggerty with him. And crowd comes to life. Trying to climb back in. Fourth and goal. Bailey out to the right. Looks like steel man-to-man coverage. Play action, rolling right, throwing right, lobbed into the end zone. Incomplete! Intended for Bailey. Ultimately double coverage as Carroll came over as a defender, and it drops. The Cardinals will take over on downs.
And that's a good job of coverage there. Noah Steele doing his job on the back end. The throw's a little bit too far, but even if it was, that would have been a very difficult catch to make with the coverage there. And that's a huge stand by this Greenwich defense.
Sure is. So here comes the Cardinal offense with 11:55 remaining. The Warriors electing to not try for a field goal.
Well, we mentioned this earlier. Like, would that extra point miss from earlier be a factor in this game? I think if it was a three-point game, they would have gone for the field goal.
Martin out to the left. O'Donnell slot left from the end zone on first down. Looked like it was D'Angelo off a play fake. It was. He'll tumble forward for about two to the Greenwich seven. And if you're the Cardinals, tick, tick, tick. Nico Mercado, a sophomore,
D'Angelo
made the stop.
Leans forward for a few.
Second down and eight with 11 and a half remaining in the fourth quarter here at Cardinal Stadium. Homecoming tomorrow over at Cosby Field. That game over on Local Live. Brunswick and Phillips Andover. We'll have audio on Robcasting. Motioning in the backfield. They blow the flat, or blow the play dead and throw a flag for what I'm guessing is procedure, and it is. So a false start on the Cardinals.
False start against the Cardinals.
Only their third penalty of this game.
No, but their penalties have come at the most inopportune times, haven't they?
This is a particularly inopportune one. I'm watching to see where... Okay, the ball did get moved. It got moved back to the four. I was waiting for the sideline marker to do the same. So make it second and 11 after that, back near the four. D'Angelo from the end zone, hands it off, out of shotgun, goes to Lopez, who will get about to the nine. That's about it. I'll mark him closer to the eight. And third and seven coming up.
Inside handoff for about 3 yards. Third down.
And I think it's a little bit of an anxious Cardinal Stadium right now.
I would agree. You know, the crowd really got into it for the first time tonight on that fourth down play a moment ago.
I agree. Let's call it third and a long seven. Nice crowd from the Wilton sideline. On a Friday night, not the easiest drive to make here from Wilton. D'Angelo takes, drops back into the end zone, sets, he'll tuck, he'll run, try to break out of a tackle. 10, swings to the left side, 15, 20, slides with... Coach Morello pointing the way for a first down to the 25-yard line.
Coach Morello had to get out of Dodge there. He was right in the line of fire. We talk about D'Angelo's physicality running the football, but that's an example of his speed, to be able to get to the outside, and it's a foot race with the defender to the sideline. Not only is he the most physical runner they have, he also might be the quickest.
Gain of 18 and a first down at the Greenwich 25-yard line. It also takes time off the clock. We're under 10 minutes remaining, fourth quarter, in a four-point Greenwich lead, 17-13. From right to left, one-step drop, quick pass right side, incomplete, intended for Hudson Squires at the 31.
First down pass is incomplete.
Throw was a little bit high. It was good coverage by Wilton on that play, so it would not have been a big game.
Jake Padilla was the defender. Second and 10 coming up.
Of course, Wilton will take the clock stoppage.
Sure.
If you're Greenwich, this is one of those drives where you can really show how good you are late in games and close and late situations.
And people are paying attention. The state pays attention to this stuff. Four-man rush for the Warriors. They'll go back to the ground. Trying it with Lopez, who slides to the 29-yard line on a gain of four. He was tackled by Jack Schwartz, who has been all over the place tonight. But it brings up third
Lopez
and six.
Brings it up the middle for a gain of four.
Yeah, so Wilton doing a good job of getting Greenwich in third and long on this drive.
Jack Condon on the stop.
Let's see if they can come up with a stop here. We'll see what Greenwich's offense has in store for us.
Third and six at the Greenwich 29, near hash. Lopez angles to empty the backfield, and right at the snap, a flag down. That's another false start against the Cardinals.
False start against the Cardinals.
And so, it brings the ball back near the 24-yard line. Starts the clock again with 9:15. Wilton with two timeouts. The Cardinals have all three. Nick Wells among those sending in the plays from the Greenwich sideline. Of course, where there would be a nameplate on the jersey, it says Big Red in very shaded letters. Squires goes in motion. Blitz coming. Screen set up to Martin. Martin breaks one tackle, can't break the other. Gets back near the line of scrimmage at best.
This is complete to Blake Martin.
And yeah. Absolutely exhausted. Henry Sujian comes up making the stop.
Yeah, just nothing doing on that play. Wilton got a good pass rush, and they were all over Blake Martin by the time he had the football. No place for him to go on that screen pass.
And so now with 8.5 to go as the punt comes away, as McAndrews waits on it, takes a bounce, takes a Wilton bounce, and it's downed at the 40. Dan, 8:17 remaining, 60 yards to a touchdown. The Warriors could turn out the lights.
This is fourth quarter crunch time, isn't it? You know, both teams have a chance to put this game away, but now it's going to be Wilton's turn.
Yeah, if you did not respect the Wilton Warriors before tonight, my goodness, they have given you everything this evening.
Yeah, and I think we kind of mentioned this earlier, that the change of culture at Wilton the last few years, these are games that they expect to come in and win,
mm-hmm.
You know, as opposed to a few years ago. So it doesn't really surprise me that Wilton is playing as well as they are tonight.
Haggerty from the far hash rolls right on first down. Now looks back to his left. He's going deep, trying to find Dexter. Bobble ball, almost intercepted, and a flag down at the 35-yard line. Santi Parra, the defender. Guy Germain was nearby as well. There were about four Cardinal defenders, but more importantly, there is a flag. And it's a pass interference against the Cardinals. And so that will cost Big Red. And with the penalty, we'll give the Warriors a fresh set of downs at the Greenwich 45-yard line. You said it. Not many penalties, but inopportune ones. That's
yeah,
another
this,
one.
This, yeah, absolutely.
First down, Warriors now, the Cardinal 45.
So now you're in business if you're Wilton. You're in Greenwich territory with plenty of time.
Trips out to the right side, and it'll be Haggerty running it right up the gut. Nearly broke out of a Santi Parra tackle, and in fact, he'll get about 10.5. for a first down at the Greenwich 35.
Brings it up the middle and picks up enough yards for another Wilton first down.
8 minutes remaining, fourth quarter. Greenwich 17, Wilton 13. Keep an eye on Bailey. He's the receiver coming out to the right. McAndrews joins him as a slot receiver. Three right, one left. Haggerty waits. He takes and rolls. Still rolling to his right. Sets, throws softly underneath to Calabrese, who gets to the 30. Justin Carroll there to help make the stop. It's a gain of five.
Nice complete to Calabrese, who picks up five. Stopped by Noah Steele. Second down.
And as we alluded to, the clock an issue, 7:14 and running fourth quarter.
This has been a very quick-paced game, hasn't it?
Very much so. Trips out to the left, one to the right. Haggerty waits, and a flag, and a false start against the Warriors. That is only their second penalty of the night.
Start called against the Warriors. Now back it up.
Yeah, at this point in the game, yeah, it all matters, doesn't it?
You know, sure does.
Like, you know, mistakes on either side. You know, it's going to come down to a play here or a play there. You can't have procedure penalties in situations like this.
Shotgun snap taken on second and 10. Thrown underneath. That is broken up immediately. Steal on the defense. Calabrese with the catch for no gain.
Yeah, Steele has had himself a pretty good game tonight, all in all.
And this is what you've been talking about, third and long plays. It's third and 10 right now. 6:17 clock running. Doesn't mean game over, but you really need to make this stop if you're the Cardinals.
Absolutely, yeah.
Trips come out to the left. To the right goes Bailey. Matched up with Steele. Little confusion defensively. Ready and a shotgun snap taken. Third and 10, stepping right, running right to the 30. Parra tries to get him. He's knocked out of bounds by Carroll. Short of the first down, they'll put him at the 27, bringing up fourth and 2. It's a gain of 8.
Boy, and he had Calabrese wide open on the far sideline. I don't think he saw him because the pass rush flushed him out to the near side, but if he's able to get Calabrese the ball, that's a touchdown for Wilton.
And some of the coaches telling the crowd, get into it, let's go. Time to stand up. 5:54 remaining fourth quarter. Fourth and 2 at the Greenwich 27-yard line. Bailey to the right. Shotgun snap taken, Haggerty with a shoulder fake. Looks. Flushed out, running to his left. He's in trouble. Flips out to the left. Has a man wide open at the 25. It'll be a first down across the 20-yard line. Calabrese, just like the play before, was standing wide open. A first down.
Yeah, it's almost like they lost track of where he was. He was standing there on the sideline, just like the play before, and they were able to find him for the first down.
Ball down at the 17-yard line. 5.5 remaining, fourth quarter, 4-point Greenwich lead. Ball to the far hash. Wilton going from left to right. Four-man rush for the Cardinals. Now they bring a fifth. Here they come with a pitch out to the left. Now a reverse coming back to the right. And it's a double reverse going back to Haggerty, who throws to the left side to Calabrese. Calabrese left side. Incredible. He is down at the Greenwich 5. It'll be first and goal.
Not afraid to bust out the trick play, are they?
Not at all. 5:12 remaining. Clock stopped. Now it starts. A double reverse flea flicker. Yeah. I mean, all that was missing out of that was a hook and ladder.
That's, yeah.
First and goal at the 5. Under 5 minutes remaining, and Greenwich with a 17-13 lead. Twins to the left, one to the right, two in the backfield. Haggerty waiting on first and goal. Rolls to the left, looks back, steps to his right. Running to his left, he's in trouble. Still running, he flips underneath an incomplete. It'll be second and goal.
Boy, and he was getting chased around all over the place on that backside there. He did a good job just to flick it in the direction of a receiver so it would be incomplete and not
intentional grounding.
That's right, yeah.
Second and goal with 4:34 to go.
Well, here we go. Another goal-to-go situation for both teams' defenses.
Trips go to the right. That's where Bailey is. One out to the left. Haggerty takes. He'll run it. Step up. Tuck inside. Big push down near the three. Give him two. It'll be third and goal.
Yeah, and you know that Wilton's going to go on fourth down here, so that's a smart play call just to get some yardage, get it inside the five-yard line so that you have a lot more options as far as a play call on third and on fourth down if you need it.
Vumvalakis and McMurray come back in off the Greenwich sideline. Third and goal at the three. You know it's four down territory. There are 4 minutes remaining, 17-13, Greenwich on top. Twins to the left, one to the right. Calabrese in the backfield in a pistol behind Haggerty. Haggerty takes off motion, pitches out to the left side. Calabrese to the pylon, touchdown Wilton.
Left side pitch to Calabrese. He is good for a Wilton touchdown.
Wilton is so good at running that option pitch to the outside with Calabrese, and they do it again one more time there, and it gets them into the end zone.
Extra point coming up. This would make it a three-point game.
Mason Behar will attempt the PAT.
And the extra point from Behar. Calabrese to hold. It is up, and it is good. 3:39 remaining fourth quarter. Wilton 20, Greenwich 17. We're back to Cardinal Stadium in a moment. You're listening to Greenwich Cardinals football on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com.
Chicken Joe's at 231 East Putnam Avenue in Koskob has fried chicken, gourmet wraps, barbecue chicken, homemade salads, fresh cut nuggets, and much more. And you'll find Chicken Joe's food truck at all GHS home games, as well as all GYFL games. Buy any NFL team hat from Chicken Joe, and 30% of the purchase goes to the GYFL. And for catering and takeout orders, call 203-861-0099. That's 203-861-0099. Chicken Joe's. Oh, yeah.
Wilton goes 60 yards in 10 plays in 4:51. They have a 20-17 lead, and Greenwich has 3:39 to see if they can pull a rabbit out of this one.
Well, and they do have plenty of time because they also have three timeouts.
Yes.
So that's more than enough time for them to get down the field here.
And I'm not sure you want it to be a quick strike. I think you want to grind a little time off. Look, you're going to score however you can score, but you want to grind a little time off the clock. Ginsburg will kick it from the 40. Steele and perhaps Lopez, the deep men. Steele will take it at the 12. Has an opening. It closes as he stretches to the 35.
Noah Steele brings it up to his own 35-yard line.
That's a good return by Steele there. Decent field position for Greenwich.
They're going to mark it from the looks of it. I think they're going to get to the 36. Well, you signed up for this gig. Here it is.
Here we go. Yeah, and here you go, MJ DeAngelo.
Yeah.
Facing another big late fourth quarter situation here.
Time for the senior quarterback, the captain. Time for him to shine. With Lopez to his left. Motion from Squires. It's DeAngelo to lean and tumble for a yard or two. And those have been hard yards tonight. It'll be second down, as he's brought down by Dennis Dustin.
Yeah, that's one of the things that I've been most impressed by tonight is Wilton's front four being able to contain the inside running game of Greenwich.
I agree with you. They have been exceptional. They gave him a little more. Second and eight. He looks to throw. Setting, rolls to his right. Has a man wide open on the sideline, but he points. Tries to get around the defender. He does. He'll get a lot closer to the first down as McAndrews makes the stop near the 44. We'll see where the marker goes. It might be third and two.
Yeah, he fell forward, so I would imagine Well, they're going to give them...
No, make it third and three.
Yeah.
Call that third down and three now for the Bobcats.
I think he had Squires open, but just a few yards ahead of him, and there was a defender right there ultimately. Third and three. And a bad snap goes all the way back near the 25. He tries to run away, turns, steps to the 29, and he's losing all over the place. He gets knocked down all the way back near the 27-yard line, and the clock running to 2 minutes as the kicking team comes on to punt it away. My goodness.
Makes it 4-10.
We've seen some shaky snaps at times during this game tonight, and you know these things happen at the most inopportune times, and that was another example.
4th and 18 after that loss, and a booming punt with no one home. This goes all the way back and is going to get knocked down. We're going to mark it right near the 26-yard line.
First and 1:32
remaining, and it does not look good for the Cardinals tonight.
But you know what? You got to give Wilton a lot of credit. They took it right to Greenwich
incredible
tonight.
Incredible credit. Absolutely. 20-17 Wilton. They're through a quarter over in Darien. No score, Darien and St. Joe's. Here, the Cardinals need help. 92 seconds remaining. They do have all three timeouts. Dustin comes into the backfield and joins Calabrese along with Haggerty. Haggerty running and just running for his life, and down he goes. And Greenwich will take an immediate timeout. Santi Parra gets him with 1:27 remaining and the ball back at the 22.
Of course, what Greenwich is banking on is that they can force a three and out, use their timeouts, and then get the football back with maybe a minute or so of game clock with no timeouts. That's what you're playing for right
now. Exactly. And in some ways, E.J. D'Annunzio happy to do that because he's going to try to get the first down as best as his team can, but you're just trying to run some clock down and put it right back on your defense, who has done a stellar job tonight.
Yeah, I think that's the unit of the game. If we can talk about one specific side of the ball for one team, I think it's been Wilton's defense that's risen to the occasion tonight.
Second and 14, back at the 23-yard line. 1:27 remaining, fourth quarter. 20-17, Wilton. Cardinals with a four-man rush. Steele on the near side will defend Bailey. Dustin and Calabrese in the backfield alongside of Haggerty. Handoff goes left, trying to bust out Calabrese. To the 25 he goes, he'll get two, and Greenwich takes a timeout.
I think he got back to about the original line of scrimmage there.
And took 8 seconds off the clock. 1:19 remaining.
And the Cardinals call another timeout.
Now, if you're Wilton here, you're going to have 3rd and 12. Do you run it here?
I think so.
Or do you try to catch Greenwich off guard with some other sort of trickery that you might have up your sleeve? The first down here ends the game.
Oh, no question.
So,
no question.
Do you go for broke and try a pass play?
To me, that would be the gutsiest play call, but that's riverboat gambler kind of stuff. I don't think I could call that.
You know, you're Wilton. No one gave you a chance to win this game coming in. And, you know, after everything this program has been through since August with the floods and everything they've had to deal with, I wouldn't be surprised if they tried something crazy here.
Let's see. They return Greenwich already waiting for him with 1:19 remaining, fourth quarter. Wilton holding a 20-17 lead. Haggerty in the backfield. Dustin and Calabrese to his right. One receiver each side he takes. It's going to be a run to the right side. And down goes Haggerty. Jack Kelly gets him. 1:13 remaining.
Dropped in the backfield by Jack Kelly and Jack Carroll.
Jack Carroll was over there as well, and the Cardinals spend their final timeout.
Yeah, I mean, as you said, that was the safest play call to make. The other thing was that he kept it in bounds. He didn't try to get to the sideline, so he forced Greenwich to use that timeout. So Greenwich out of timeouts with 1:13 on the clock. They will get one last shot here.
O'Donnell steps back to his own 42. And a big punt coming for Luke Ginsburg. Ball marked at the 24. Closer to the 25. Here's the punt coming and a flag down. Is this going to, yes, it's going to cost the Warriors five more for a false start.
Yeah, you know what, and that's not insignificant, because in the field position game like this, 5 yards could be pretty important.
3-point game, 1:11 remaining. Here comes the punt, low snap. He gets it away. O'Donnell from the 47, goes to the wide side of the field, 40. Tries to tuck it forward, spinning and fighting for every yard. He'll get to the 39. I think they're going to leave him at the 39-yard line in Wilton territory with 57 seconds remaining. Well, there's that.
Well, folks, if you weren't already, I would recommend buckling up for the next 58 seconds.
I might keep a cardiologist on standby personally, but that's just me. All right.
And this is still a lot of time for Greenwich.
Yes.
And you only have to go 39 yards to the end zone.
Mineo and Lopez out to the right. Martin, Squires, and O'Donnell to the left. Empty backfield, D'Angelo, first down at the 39. D'Angelo, deep drop. He sets. He tucks to the left side. Looking. He tucks and runs. 35, and he gets to the 34. Clock not on his side. They're out of timeouts. 45 seconds remaining.
I think he was trying to get out of bounds there, but he couldn't quite get there. There was a Wilton defender that was able to get in the way.
Second and 5. Lopez comes into the backfield. 33 seconds remaining. He takes, he bobbles it, he picks it up, and they say his knee was down at the 39. Remember, they don't have any timeouts. Now it's 3rd and 10. 20 seconds remaining. He takes, back to throw, sets, brings it down, and it's incomplete, intended for Martin. With 10 seconds remaining. Fourth quarter. Wilton with a 20-17 lead. The ball will be marked at the Wilton 40. Realistically, you'd have to be very quick to get another playoff after this.
Yeah, because it's fourth down, so you have to at least get 10 yards. That's a lot of time that would come off the clock just to get that much.
And honestly, you're going to need 11. Fourth and 11. Lopez returns to the backfield. Now he angles out on fourth and 11. Throws left. It's complete and out of bounds. 6.8 remaining. Is it a first down, though?
No, they're short.
Yeah, they're short. They went to Squires, and the game is going to be over. They knocked him out of bounds at the 31-yard line. That is short of the first down. And it's turned over on downs, and the Wilton Warriors are going to come into Cardinal Stadium and get a 3-point win. Cardinal defense comes back on. Haggerty stands, now comes in under center to take the knee in the victory formation. There it is, and that's that. And the Wilton Warriors rush the field justifiably. Try to find the last time the Warriors beat the Greenwich Cardinals. They have done so tonight. The final score from Cardinal Stadium, Wilton 20 and Greenwich 17.
Stunning.
Yeah.
That unreal. If you want one word to sum it up.
Yeah, I don't know that I've got another word for this. Stunning is the word. 20-17, the final score. And the handshake line going on, and the Cardinals drop to 4-1 on the year. And the Warriors are 3-2.
But what a win for this Wilton program after getting off to that slow start. But, man, they sure made up for it tonight. And if you're Greenwich, you know, you looked really good coming out of the gate this season, but coming off a bye week, that's not the kind of performance that anyone is going to be proud of tonight.
It's a difficult pill to swallow tonight for the Cardinals. You know, because the Warriors had losses to Massac and Norwalk to start the year, beat Ridgefield and Ward. Now they beat Greenwich. They've won three in a row, and next up they get New Canaan.
Yeah, they've got a three-game stretch here where after this...
Greenwich, New Canaan, and Terrien.
Yeah, I was just about to say, look at that gauntlet. You know, if you can survive that, you're doing all right.
An absolutely stunning turn of events here tonight. And the Cardinals losing by a final score of 20-17. Why don't we grab a quick timeout just to pull our brains together, and then we'll wrap this one up. From Cardinal Stadium, final score, Wilton 20, Greenwich 17. You're listening to Greenwich Cardinals football on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com.
I loved playing high school sports. I loved the competition, the camaraderie, the bands, the crowds, all the pageantry, and I wanted to keep playing. But I graduated. No colleges called, and neither did the pros. So, to stay close to the game I loved, I decided to become a high school official. You know, a referee. When I played high school sports, I learned the importance of integrity, good sportsmanship, and respect for the rules. Now, as a high school official, I get to help model these same values to others. Maybe the colleges and the pros didn't call, but the kids in Connecticut did. And now, I'm enjoying the competition, the camaraderie, the bands, the crowds, and all the pageantry of high school sports all over again.
Interested in becoming a licensed high school official? Go to highschoolofficials.com to learn more and begin the application process.
Back at Cardinal Stadium, Rob Adams, Dan Murphy, 20-17, the final score, and just an absolutely stunned Cardinal Stadium crowd beginning to make their way out.
Yeah, I mean, I'm still trying to figure out words to describe what we just saw.
Well,
you know,
I think, look, there were some very badly timed penalties. Penalties stink no matter what, but very badly timed penalties that hurt them. Snaps were an issue tonight. You brought it up as well. This last drive, the Cardinals had a realistic chance. They got the ball in plus territory. They're at the 40. Yes, you want the touchdown, but you certainly want to get within range for Julian Ravina to tie it up. Maybe you go to OT and win it.
I mean, they only really needed to get 20 yards.
Right.
To give yourself a shot at a field goal.
But this Warrior team would not go away, and the Cardinals shoot themselves in the foot with a bad snap here late in the game. That doesn't help. And look, snaps happen, but it's a team effort. D'Angelo's knee hit the ground. The play gets whistled dead. So there are a lot of things that you can look back at in this game.
Yeah, a lot of missed opportunities, a lot of miscues, whether that's penalties or bad snaps or what have you. Yeah, a lot that they've got to work on, and they've got a quick turnaround here because their next couple of games are no walk in the park either.
No, they head to Trumbull next Friday night, 7 o'clock, and, you know, the Eagles will be ready and willing and waiting for them.
Yeah, and they still got St. Joe on the schedule coming up in a couple of weeks. And so there's, you know, they got off to a 4-0 start, and I think we all were saying, you know, this team is as good as anybody in Double L, and they might still well be when the dust settles when we're looking at the playoffs. But, boy, there's a lot that they left on the field here tonight, and I'm sure the coaches are going to be reminding the players of such.
We have said many times, and especially now, this loss is not fatal at all.
No, we were talking off the air about, you know, playoffs and the number of teams that get in, and, you know, it's an 18 playoff, so, you know, all sorts of different teams, you know, find their way into the playoffs, it seems. So, no, one loss is not going to kill you. I would argue that it's best to be playing your best football come Thanksgiving in December rather than playing it right now. But you certainly don't want to go out, you know, coming off your bye week and lay an egg like this tonight, like Greenwich did.
And again, it's not that Greenwich didn't give their best. It's not that they didn't play well. Wilton played better, and their defense was outstanding. But it's more than their defense, Dan. They went on two long, sustained drives. We'll recap the scoring in the process of that. It took until late in the first quarter. Cardinals went on a 7-play, 45-yard drive in 3:25. D'Angelo from a yard out made it 7-0. I thought this was critical. A 7-play, 68-yard drive in 3:45, but Ravina a field goal. Field goals take extra points off the board.
Yeah. They get into the red zone those first three possessions. They're only 1-for-3 converting those for touchdowns. That's the difference in the ball game tonight.
And then the Warriors go on a 14-play, 80-yard drive in nearly 8 minutes of clock, and Dexter a 3-yard touchdown pass from Haggerty. That made it 10-6 because the extra point was blocked. But then the only turnover of the night, D'Angelo threw a low pass. Really was not a poorly thrown ball. It was underthrown. What was more incredible was the interception made by Connor McAndrews to pick that ball off. And with 28 seconds remaining in the first half, the Warriors went 3 plays, 39 yards in 28 seconds, and Dexter caught a 34-yard touchdown pass, changed the entire perspective of this game and made it 13-10 at halftime.
Yeah, and if you're Greenwich, you're going to be really frustrated over that single play. You know, out of everything else, that's going to be the play that sticks out for the defense to look at, that's for sure.
Third quarter, Cardinals get it going again. A 9-play, 56-yard drive in 3:33. O'Donnell, a 4-yard touchdown pass from D'Angelo, made it 17-13 with 5:45 remaining in the third. But in the fourth quarter, and we talked about it at the time, there was about 8 minutes remaining, and the Warriors get the ball, and they drive 60 yards in 10 plays. They got it with 8.5 remaining, took 4:51 off the clock, and Calabrese, a 4-yard touchdown run to the left side, made it 20-17 with all kinds of trickery going on by the Warriors, who pulled out every stop possible. They get the touchdown, take the lead, and with two more shots at the ball, the Cardinals couldn't get back to the end zone.
Yeah, and that's sort of the capper as far as the disappointment is concerned, because Greenwich had the football on two occasions, and we'd already mentioned the last one there where they had a chance to at least get into field goal range, but, you know, their offense, you know, aided by timely miscues, I'll say, just not able to move the football in crunch time. And Wilton's defense, you know, got to give them a lot of credit too.
Tip your cap.
Yeah, they came in, they were able to neutralize the run game, and they did a great job tonight. Hats off to them.
So the Warriors get the win, 20-17 the final score. They are now 3-2. The Cardinals drop to 4-1. For the Warriors, they host Wilton, or New Canaan rather, next Friday at 7 o'clock. And the Cardinals are on the road next Friday at 7 to take on the Trumbull Eagles. We will be there for that. We're going to see Mike Buswell. We're going to see the 10 Network with Jeff Alterman. We'll see all of them. Sean Kilkelly will be with us in the studio as well. That'll do it from Cardinal Stadium. Final score in a stunner. Wilton 20, Greenwich 17. We'll see you next Friday night. Brunswick plays tomorrow. They're against Phillips Andover. That game is at 3 o'clock over at Cosby Field. I'll see you for that one over on Local Live. But for now, you've been listening to Greenwich Cardinals football with the final score, Wilton 20 and Greenwich 17. We'll see you next Friday from Trumbull High School. But for now, from Greenwich High School, good night, everyone.
Scummy kids all over America on campuses chanting.